On a beautiful Saturday morning, continuing through our 9 o'clock hour. It's our On the House hour. We're talking about something specifically on the home.
But let's first talk about specifically something on Rosie's face. Rosie, you've lit up Facebook, darling. So we put out a vote last week, and we continued it today. We have one more hour to vote. Does Rosie grow it back, or does it keep it off? And you know what, Romy? We're in a dead heat.
Last week, it was all no.
It is absolutely almost tied. Six people have said it's up to me. Only one person has said it's up to Rosie.
I go with them.
Our friend Janet says there's only three people in the world that can rock a mustache. Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott, and you. But just on the opposite side, Cheryl says, no stash. You look younger, more handsome, more professional, and trustworthy. Need I say more? So, man, it's a hard decision, babe.
Maybe I'll grow half the mustache. Make everybody happy.
Put in your vote on Facebook. We'll let you know at the end of the hour.
Well, one of the things we try and do other than that silliness is work to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we're doing that this hour by covering the five W's of you need to consider before you start remodeling. Now, we've already covered one. The why, okay? But how about who will do the work? And this is a critical, and I plan on going into this in a lot greater detail the next hour. But I want you to take a minute and think about why you're remodeling and what you're going to remodel. Now, when you call a professional remodeling contractor to come quote that work, the total price, roughly, very roughly, is going to be broken down into one-third materials, one-third labor, one-third job site supervision, insurance, overhead, profit, and all the ancillary general conditions. So it's a third, a third, a third. So when people think they're going to save a ton of money by doing the job themselves, what they find out when they start calling the subcontractors is the subcontractors immediately smell an opportunity to be a little aggressive with their pricing. If you're picking the right remodeling contractor, he has his subs dialed down. He's buying their work trained to his specification for less than you could ever buy that work for. He's buying his appliances, his light fixtures, his plumbing fixtures, all from suppliers he has long-standing relationships with that are going to give him a better price than they're going to give a walk-in homeowner.
Well, it's wholesale versus retail. If the wholesaler knows, you know, I'm going to be able to sell Rosie 10, you know, KitchenAid appliance refrigerators a month on average, I'm going to lower his price versus, you know, Joe, a homeowner who's going to come in once every 20 years.
Yeah. And so on a $10,000 job, $3,300 is material, $3,300 is labor, and $3,300 is the general contractor. Well, if that general contractor isn't saving you a third by being able to buy better than you, being able to organize a job better than you, to be more efficient with the time, that general contractor should be the right way for you to go, unless you just like banging your head against the wall with all the excuses you're going to get on why such and such contractor can't get there the day he said he was going to get there, why the doors that were ordered blue came in brown.
But you're saving $5.
Right.
Now, I love numbers, but I hate the back office. Isn't there something with sales tax and all this as well? Contractors don't pay the same taxes that a retail client does.
Well, now you've opened a real Pandora. Now you've opened a real can of worms. Because the Arizona system for collecting sales taxes for residential remodeling work is the most convoluted, messed up pile of poop than you
farm
can ever
source manure.
It's absolutely insane. And when I talked to the Arizona Department of Revenue about it, they say, look, we didn't write it, we only enforce it. Most of my officers don't even understand it. So I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that the non-compliance factor of remodelers in abiding by the transaction privilege tax code, it's probably about 80 to 90% non-compliance out of pure confusion.
Yeah, not intentional, but trying to do the right thing, but they made it so hard to understand. But there, it should, anyway.
It's very
convoluted.
I
didn't mean to open that. So who's doing the work next is when?
And that's the other question. If you opt to contract it yourself under the impression you're going to save money, I promise you, you aren't going to save time. Organizing a $50,000 or $75,000 or an $80,000 kitchen remodel takes a ton of pre-planning. Total specifications on every single item that's going to be included. Pre-ordered it. Get your hands on it before you start tearing anything up. And know your subcontractors well enough to give them 1 week, 3 day, and 1 day notices on when they're going to be on the job to rough in, to finish out, to trim up, to punch list. And they all have that in writing, and you can hold them to it. So who's going to do the work? When do you want the job done? And what do I need about to know about permits? Which kind of goes hand in hand with what do I need to know about sales tax?
You know, there's what the law is, there's what they enforce, and there's what are you willing to get away
with. That's exactly right. Most people aren't aware what little things actually need permits.
Even in some cases, a ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Replacing.
Moving or replacing a ceiling fan.
The moving I get because you're moving wires. Replacing one in an existing one, I don't get that one at all.
Turning a carport into a garage. You can't do that without a permit. You can't technically replace a water heater without a permit. Now, some cities have gotten on board and said, we're going to make that very, very easy for you. But there's some unnamed cities, I won't mention, that still make it extremely pain in the neck process to go get a permit to exchange a water heater.
And you don't realize how important your water heater is.
Till it's out.
Yeah. I've said it oftentimes. I'd sooner give up an air conditioning unit than a water heater.
All right. Well, the last W to consider is where are you going to stay during the remodel? Those are the five W's.